And this, we knew this one was going to be a good one. Trousdale County, a 21-13 winner in the top half of that bracket.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you a little bit. Coach Webster's son at Watertown coached with us, and I talked to him during the week. I think they sold out of tickets the first 3 hours that they went on sale. So it was a lot of people there last night. That, of course, it was a third of the capacity. But Trousdale County and Watertown met for the third straight year in the Class 2A state quarterfinals. The Yellow Jackets won the previous two, as well as a second-round game in 2008. Trousdale County's running back Cameron Rankins rushed for 30 times for 173 yards and all three scores. Watertown's quarterback Braden
Cousineau. There you go.
Completed 15 of 24 for 173 yards and two touchdowns and rushed for 54 yards, while teammate Quantarius Hughes Malone had 10 receptions for 138 yards and two touchdowns in the loss. Trousdale County now hosts Meigs County for the 2A semifinal match next Friday night.
Watertown with a great season, but with Trousdale County, it just history just keeps on rolling with that program, doesn't it?
It does do that, I tell you. Both of them got a great tradition. Both of them got great programs and led by two good coaches.
Waverly beat Riverside in the bottom half of the bracket and heads to Peabody for their semifinal match. Class 1A quarterfinals, South Pittsburgh in the top half of the bracket beat Gordonsville. And then the bottom half of the bracket, Fayetteville beat Moore County. Fayetteville handed Moore County its only two losses of the year. And now travels to Lake County for its 1A semifinal match. So that's all of the Division I quarterfinal matches on the U.S. Army scoreboard. Division II semifinals now. Class AAA, defending state champion McCauley out of Chattanooga with a win at Brentwood Academy. Surprising some people here, 28-24.
We got it 28-24, but I think it was 28-18.
28-18. That is correct. Yes, it is.
But I'm gonna tell you what. You know, Brentwood was on a roll too, and you know they were undefeated. They beat McCauley earlier in the year. Brentwood Academy was just a win away from reaching a Division II 3A championship game a year after missing the playoffs. Eagles quarterback Taylor Montel was 17 of 34 for 167 yards and a touchdown and ran for another score in a 28-18 loss to McCauley. Montel finishes the season for the Eagles with nearly 2,500 passing yards in the Division II. Defending state champion McCauley led Mr. Football finalist B.J. Harris, who had 99 yards on 28 carries and two scores. And again, it was an upset coming to Brentwood Academy and beating them, but you know what? What a game it was. And, you know, that's tough, you know, but there's a lot of teams like to have been playing last night.
Well, Montgomery Bell Academy was at home, and they lost a heartbreaker to Memphis University School 49-42. MBA was singing its second straight Division II AAA championship game. MBA won the first meeting between these teams back in September, 30-27, in MBA's second game of the season. Big Red sophomore quarterback Marcel Reed, 13-20 passing, 320 yards, four total touchdowns. Is his favorite target was Lucian Brunetti, the son of Coach Brunetti over at Pearl Cone.
Tony.
And, of course, Marcel, the son of TSU football coach Rod Reed. So coach's son there. But anyway, Brunetti had five catches, 137 yards, two touchdowns. Big Red running back Patrick Wilk, 26 carries, 161 yards, and two touchdowns. But no mid-state teams in the Division II championship game, and we'll get to that and let you know the particulars there with MUS and McCauley advancing there. Class AA semifinals, top half of the bracket, Lipscomb at home, no trouble with a 56-13 win over ECS.
Yes, Lipscomb Academy quarterback Luther Richardson was 10 of 15 passing for 211 yards and three touchdowns, including two passes to Justin Hughes for 86 yards and three scores. Mustangs running back Alex Broom had nine carries for 102 yards and three touchdowns in the 56-13 win over ECS in the Division II semifinals. Lipscomb Academy will now play CPA for the Division 2A state title in Cookeville on Thursday, December 3rd at 11. Of course, we'll cover that a little later.
Sure. And you mentioned CPA with a win last night, 58-22 over Goodpasture. CPA was in its 10th straight semifinal game with a trip to the state championship, you know, on the line for a third straight year. And Goodpasture was in its first semifinal game in 10 years. Goodpasture had won three straight since a loss to CPA on October 16th. Lions quarterback Cade Law, 105 yards rushing, 61 yards passing, while Mr. Football finalist Langston Patterson had 100 yards and a touchdown for CPA. Goodpasture quarterback Cooper Pennington passed for 134 yards and a couple touchdowns, mostly to receiver David Harris, who had 100 yards receiving and a score, plus added an interception on defense. Cougars running back Brendan Jones had 132 yards and a touchdown. So a good season for Goodpasture coming to a close.
Right.
Yep. In the Class A semifinals, in the top half of the bracket, University School of Jackson, 33-17 winner over DCA. DCA running back John Lewis had 16 carries for 115 yards and a touchdown. And then in the bottom part of the bracket, two-time defending state champion Davidson Academy, 33-14 winner over Nashville Christian.
Yeah, the Bears shut out Nashville Christian early in the year on September the 4th, 35-0. Davidson Academy running back and Mr. Football finalist Griffin Sweeney had 19 carries for 106 yards, while quarterback Jared Vitato was 15 of 26 passing for 255 yards. Vitato now has thrown for 2,395 yards, while Griffin Sweeney has rushed for 1,620 yards. That's 14 yards with 14 carries with 30-plus TDs for the year. So Nashville Christian quarterback Matt McClary was 8 of 24, passing for 125 yards. Davidson Academy, hey, as I said earlier in the year, they're the team to beat. They've been there going for a three-peat.
Yeah, and they will be moving to Division II AA next year with CPA and BGA and Lipscomb, Goodpasture. So should be interesting when that happens. But anyway, Jonathan Quinn's got that team rolling. Well, that is the U.S. Army scoreboard here. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Coming after this first break, we will give you the statewide Nissan of Cool Springs bracket breakdown.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
My Team Insurance is your home team, your truck team, your car team, your RV team, your boat team, your motorcycle team, your farm team, your business team, and your life team. My Team Insurance is anything and everything that is important to you be protected by the best teammate you can ever have. Everyone wants a teammate, so to learn how, give Mike Tansel and his team a call. It's 615-895-4201, 615-895-4201, or visit the website at MyTeamInsurance.com. Everyone wants a teammate they can rely upon, and My Team Insurance is that teammate.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to goarmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army strong. Paid for by the United States.
States Army.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
Before the weekend's big football game, tune in to Against the Spread, the only sports handicapping show you need. Every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio with Kevin Todd and Randy Rosenblum, the nation's number one sports handicapper. He turns outcomes into income. Against the Spread, every Saturday morning at 9 on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. Craig Ladd, the Iron Man, his first missed show in 9 years.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah, you know? Well, you're one to talk. You know, you any Alabama game, you're gone.
Hadn't been to one all year now.
Well, you know why? There's a pandemic there.
That's but, right, brother.
Yeah, and of course, I'll be out of town, you know, TSU a lot and right. Stuff, doing, you know, the games and everything. So anyway, want to thank Craig, as always. All right, time now for our Nissan of Cool Springs bracket breakdown. We gave you all of the mid-state scores and who they were going to be playing, the winners. Now, we'll go through the entire state quickly here. From last night in the 6A Division One quarterfinals, Maryville just keeps rolling. A tight game of Dobbins-Bennett, 35-28. We mentioned Oakland's win over Riverdale, 39-14. So it sets up what we've known all along. Chalk held, and Maryville this year goes to Oakland for a semifinal game, which a lot of people think will be the state championship.
Yeah, and I would say probably by 9 o'clock, You're not going to get a ticket.
Yeah, and that would sell out in a normal situation.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's the top half of the bracket. Bottom half of the bracket, Brentwood's win, 55-34, advances them into the semifinals, where they will be on the road at Memphis Bartlett. Bartlett, a 35-7 winner over Collierville. So, you know, got representation from the mid-state in both the top half and the bottom half of the 6A bracket. And Brentwood just on a roll. They seem like a team of destiny, don't they? Does that have that feel?
Yeah.
With the passing of Coach Crawford's mother and the COVID issues, everything they've gone through.
And a couple of times that I've seen them play this year, It's no quit in them. You know, they just keep battling back. They won a couple of games close. They never think that they're out of a ball game. And that's something that, I mean, as a coach, you love it. They know that, hey, let's go, let's get together. And they have a couple of Division I signees, and it helps. But, you know, that quarterback, Granzow, hey, he runs that show, and he does a great job doing it.
And now the 5A quarterfinals, the top half of the bracket had no mid-state teams. South Doyle beat Knoxville Central 21-14. Knoxville West losing 31-28 at Oak Ridge. So in the top half of the bracket semifinal, South Doyle will be at Oak Ridge. Now, the bottom half of the bracket, we had four teams in the two quarterfinal games. Summit with a good win at Beach, 36-29. Henry County wins 39-7 over Clarksville North. So in the top half of the bracket, South Doyle at Oak Ridge. The bottom half of the bracket, Summit travels to Henry County.
Yeah, I look for this Summit-Henry County game to be the game of the night. I mean, you know, both teams with Henry County, with their historic
all the way back to Coach Counts. Yeah,
yes,
back
then
that James Counts, and then the family Counts is, right. You know, they're over there like the Satterfields or
at Trousdale County.
Yep.
And you know, Summit's starting their own tradition. So this is going to be a ball game right here.
The 4A quarterfinals, well, there was only two teams from the mid-state, and they played each other in the top half of the bracket. Nolensville wins that heartbreaker for Tullahoma, first loss of the year, 15-14. And now Nolensville will be at home this coming Friday night against Elizabethton, which beat Greenville 24-20 in the top half. Bottom half of the bracket, Lexington beat Hardin County 21-20, and Haywood beat Ripley 17-3. So what do you have? Elizabethton in Nolensville, the top half of the bracket down in Nolensville for that one, and then Lexington is at Haywood as well. Nolensville, I mean, here they are in the semifinals, and what have they been? Is this about their fifth year of football? Four? Right. Yeah, been that. Yep, that whole area just obviously growing. Exploding. Class 3A, the top half of the bracket had no mid-state teams, but Alcoa, Gary Rankin, there's another one you can just put in there. I had Gatlinburg Pittman advancing. Yeah. That's not true. Alcoa,
that's a fact.
Yeah, Alcoa just blows out Gatlinburg Pittman 49-13, and Red Bank beats Loudon 24-14. So you've got Alcoa at Red Bank in the top half of the 3A bracket in the semifinals. Pearl Cone with that win at Stewart County 49-27 now heads to Milan Friday night. Milan beat South Gibson 41-14. So Pearl Cone carrying the Metro banner.
Yeah, you talking about tradition. Milan, you know, anything you want to know about football in West Tennessee goes through Milan. So Pearl Cone will have the hands full, but hey, Firebirds have been there before now. Don't count them out.
The 2A bracket, upper half, quarterfinals, Meigs County beat South Green 42-14, and Trousdale County wins at Watertown 21-13. So Trousdale County would be at home in the upper half semifinal against Meigs County. Waverly, we don't talk a lot about Waverly. Don't get a lot of news about Waverly, but guess what? Waverly keeps on winning, and they beat Riverside last night 14-0, and they're on the road at Peabody this coming Friday night in the 2A semifinal. Peabody beat McKenzie 17-10. In 1A, had two games in each part of the bracket involving mid-state teams. In the upper half, Coalfield beat Oliver Springs 36-30, and then Gordonsville falls at home to South Pittsburgh 37-7. So the upper half of the bracket, semi in 1A, will have Coalfield at South Pittsburgh. Fayetteville wins 38-29 over Moore County. Fayetteville will now go to Lake County. Lake County beat West Carroll 42-8. You know what's on the other, you know, on the west side of Lake County? You know what's on the other side of that?
No.
Missouri. over the Mississippi River. All right. That's the single, that's the Division One, rather. Now Division Two class, AAA, the championship game. No mid-state teams involved. After last night, Macaulay beat Brentwood Academy 28-18, and NBA falls to MUS 49-42. So the Division Two class, AAA state championship game will be, of course, over at Tennessee Tech Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The Division II games are on Thursday. That night, we'll have Macaulay, the defending champion, against MUS. That will be at 7 o'clock that Thursday night. Division II Class AA semifinals last night. Lipscomb advances over ECS 56-13 and will play CPA rematch there. CPA beat Goodpasture 58-22. So the Lipscomb Academy CPA state championship game, Division II Class AA, will be Thursday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. kicking off the 3 days. I know we'll talk more about it as we get closer. Lipscomb CPA.
A rematch of earlier.
Yep. And Division II Class A, we had three of the four teams were from the mid-state. In the upper part of the bracket, University School of Jackson beats DCA 34-17. And then Davidson Academy, two-time state champion, wins over Nashville Christian 33-14. So Davidson Academy will go for its third straight state championship, playing University School of Jackson Thursday, December 3rd. At 3 p.m. So that's all the brackets.
Well, kudos goes out to DCA. You know, they go through their season, regular season, and they go undefeated. And, you know, their first loss was last night.
Yeah. So,
Paul Wade's done an outstanding job out there at DCA. And I couldn't get off air today without saying something about DCA and the job he's done since he's come back to DCA. So it was a tough loss for them, especially when the first play of the game for DCA, they had ran for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So tough game, but Davidson Davidson Academy's on a mission for a three-peat in Class A.
Yeah, as they leave Class A, in Division II, moving up to, you know, after, of course, the realignments for all the state, that'll start this next school year. All right, that's the Nissan Cool Springs bracket breakdown here on Freeman Webb presented Prep Football Talk. After the break, our My Team Insurance Spotlight. Well, we're just going to sit back and chat with Bernard Childress. I texted Bernard about being on the show, and he said, you know, sure, fine, everything. And I think it was like Thursday, maybe yesterday. And I said, please keep it on the road until then.
He's had a tough year, and people at TSSAA, and we'll talk about that. But hey, he's just looking down the road. One day at a time.
Yeah. Now 2 weeks at a time.
Well, that's true.
All right. We'll take that break and have TSSAA Executive Director Bernard Childress coming up next.
My Team Insurance is your home team, your truck team, your car team, your RV team, your boat team, your motorcycle team, your farm team, your business team, and your life team. My Team Insurance is anything and everything that is important to you be protected by the best teammate you can ever have. Everyone wants a teammate, so to learn how, give Mike Tansel and his team a call. It's 615-895-4201, 615-895-4201, or visit the website at myteaminsurance.com. Everyone wants a teammate they can rely upon, and My Team Insurance is that teammate.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices. Plus, exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service. Just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamSportsGrill.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Craig Ladd with the day off. He'll be back in next Saturday morning. Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, and Ray Dosky is producing as usual. Time now for our My Team Insurance Spotlight. I don't know if I didn't think about this when I booked Bernard Childress, the executive director of the TSSAA, that I'm going to have two Belmont alums with you, Bubba, and with him. So, Bernard, good morning. How you doing?
Well, you can't help but think that you're blessed this morning.
Well, you know what I told him, Bernard? I said, hey, we're rebels now. We're not Bruins.
No, man. You're Belmont.
Yeah, just the fact that we're from Belmont, period, you know. I think adds quite a bit to this show, don't you think, Bo?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, from the people I grew up with, just knowing that I got through Belmont was something else now. I don't know about you.
What, a lot of money was lost on that?
Yeah. But what a time. It was good for me and being in town, and my parents got to see me play. But I was telling y'all, hey, this guy we're talking to now was a heck of a basketball player over there. You know, his size back then was big. Now you'd have to play point guard somewhere, wouldn't you, Bernard?
Two guard.
Yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I have to be a lot quicker and play a one or a two. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Well, it's good talking to you, Bernard.
Good talking to you all.
I texted you, keep it on, and I said, hey, can you come on the show? Yes. I said, keep it on the road at least until Saturday morning. And, you know, everything that's happened. But I look across the landscape last night. I think you had, were there 34 games last night? Did I do my math right? 34 games, and every one of them got played. That's not only a testament, obviously, to the TSSAA, but every one of these schools are in their own world when it comes to how their cities or their counties are handling COVID and all of this, and how each one has their own thing, and just to get all those games played, that's a testament.
It is, Greg, and like I've said before, it's a testament. You know, you said the TSSAA. Just keep in mind, TSSAA are those member schools that are out there doing the work every day trying to make this thing happen. And now, you know, I just can't stop giving a shout-out to our administrators and our coaches and kids and the entire athletic families of all of these schools who are doing the work each and every day. And it's not like we can let our guard down, you know. It's every single day. Because you never know if you have a positive case or you have someone that's even been around someone that has tested positive, they could shut your whole program down. So we're just glad to be where we are. And, you know, we talked at the very beginning of the year when we didn't think that didn't know whether we were going to be able to attempt this or not. You know, just kept thinking and being optimistic that if we were allowed to do it, I told you then that I had faith, and all of us had faith in those people in our schools who do the work every single day, that they could, you know, they would do what needed to be done to try to make this happen for our kids.
Hey, Bernard, I tell you what, it is, you're so right, but it's kudos to y'all, everything that you've done at the TSSAA office. But I've said this every week, the coaches and administrators, till you go through it, you don't understand what the coaches went through and administrators. And like you said, it's day to day, because you tell your players, hey, you be safe, blah, 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 you be safe. And depending on who you go around with that night, when the weekend comes up, who you go around that weekend, because it don't take but one incident. And like you said, the schools have shut down, and we know those schools that have shut down or lost so many players this week. You know, Brentwood High went through it last week in one of their games, you know, and, but I tell you what, it's been a year. It really has. And the coaches and administration, I tell you what, we're going day to day. We got 2 weeks to go.
And it can, like you said, it continues to be day to day, every single day. And when we get up every single day and we're researching and we're trying to make sure that we have our regulations and our guidelines up to date and making sure that we're following the science and doing, you know, checking everything that we can. But when we put that stuff up on our website and send it out to our schools and said, hey, here are some revisions in the guidelines, it's left up to the schools to decide what they're going to do it or not. And our schools have made the decision that we're going to do whatever we need to do to make this happen. And that's why we just keep praising them so much for the job that they're doing.
TSSAA Executive Director Bernard Childress with us. I was trying to figure out which class it was at Belmont that you guys had that was in pandemic athletic administration. Which one did you?
We had a lot of classes. That wasn't one of them.
That was not one of them.
The thing is, everybody, and I mentioned it, Memphis, or Metro Nashville is different than Trousdale County or Oneida, or I can use examples from the bigs to the small to the metros to the contiguous counties. When Metro wasn't playing, you could go right across the border, and there was a team in any direction that was. So there's been so many things, and even the way now, I thought the way Metro handled it, they had to be disappointed to get so Metro Nashville. Now I'm talking about because we're here in Nashville, but the way they handled it with the disappointment of not being able to start as late as they did. But here you have, their teams and even a Pearl Cone now playing, Friday night for a state championship berth. Just all those schools, how they handled it especially.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I'll tell you, again, I know you are in Metro Nashville area, and not saying it just because you are, but Metro has done everything that they needed to do to get to this point, and they've done it with class, and they've kept us informed on every step that they made. And, we appreciate that. We've been very supportive of the way they've handled their situation. But like I said, you can go, and I think this is why Greg's board has been hesitant to say, shut everything down. They shut everything down from Bristol to Memphis, because it is different. It is different across the state, and everyone has to handle their own situation depending on where they are. It's totally different. But, again, kudos to the people in Metro for the job that they are doing right now. I know you said, who would have thought that Pearl Cone would even have the opportunity to play next Friday night for a chance in the semifinal round. A chance to go to a state championship, at the very beginning of the year.
Well, I've talked to quite a few coaches in Metro, Bernard, and I tell you what, none of them has complained. Of course, they couldn't start till week five or six, and that experience that some of the young kids would get in those early games, they never complained. Just happy to get a game on Friday night for the kids. And I tell you what, the other schools that they played have been very supportive. It's just like you said, and now, we're where we are now. We got 2 weeks to go, so we can, 11, 13 weeks ago, we didn't know if we was going to have a season, period, because we knew week to week and now day to day. But it's a lot of kudos needs to go out there to everyone, players included, families and everything. But, we're not over with yet, because, the championship game is we want to finish.
Well, and you said something, Bubba, Bernard, I pointed out to you this. How important it was for this season, for a lot of different things, obviously, but mainly those senior student athletes who got the opportunity to play their senior year. Being a former, you're so many high school athletes, that's moments they'll cherish the rest of their life. And you see it in other places, where that was not possible. Yet they got, and also, even on top of that, we know who all the 4-star prospects are. We know who all the 5-star prospects are. But the ones that are going to the group of 5s, the OVCs, or wherever, they're getting looked at, NAIA, those opportunities would not have been there as well for them to go on and get a education paid for by playing football. Because, like I said, everybody knows who the top stars are, but it's the ones that fill out those rosters that really have the opportunity.
That's right. And Greg, I will take it a step further in saying that not just those kids, but it's the 98% that this season is the last season that they'll mm-hmm. ever put on a football uniform. It's the last time, the kids lost last night that they'll never put on another helmet in their lives. It's about 98% of those kids that you definitely want to make sure that they have the experience that they can remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bernard. And that's the biggest thing I've always told our players. You never know when it's going to be your last game, but you do know when it's your senior year, your last game, that's a regular season. If you don't make the playoffs, you do know, hey, that's it for you. And you can't hide that from the kids. And for them to get to play and be around, that's one thing that they remember all their lives. And that's what I try to tell kids this day and time. When you come back for that reunion at your high school, you won't talk about your college days. You're going to talk about how it was in your high school and what we done and what you did and all this kind. You know, that 15-yard run becomes a 35-yard run, and you know, and but that's what they remember. And I'll tell you what, not only did the players need this, the parents and the teachers, I've talked to quite a few teachers, and they're getting wore out on this stuff too, and it's tough. And I try to tell everybody I talk to, if you see it, think a teacher, man, they going into that classroom, they don't know what to expect either, and they're still battling, and it's all over the state. It's just not in Davidson County.
No, you're exactly right, Rick. And you know, and you made a good point in saying that it's the high school, you think, games and experiences that you have with your teammates in practice that you remember a lot more. We've been there and played college ball, but I can tell you I can remember a lot more games that I played in high school, in my high school games, than I can when someone comes up to ask me, Greg, about Belmont Lipscomb. You know how big a rivalry that is. I remember playing those games. But if you ask me about Columbia Mount Pleasant, I'm going to give you more detail. You know, because you represent your community, and you represent your community, your family is always there, you know, and supporting, and the teachers and everyone in that community. You just take pride in your high school career, and if you are blessed to move on and play at the next level, fantastic, but you never forget those high school games and those high school experiences that you had.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, our guest, TSSAA Executive Director Bernard Childress. Bernard, if only you had football to worry about. Basketball, girls and boys basketball. No, volleyball just got finished. So this thing is has tentacles, doesn't it?
It does. And Greg, I just sent an email out to everyone that's involved in our athletic families, and that's including our superintendents on Thursday of this week, and just thanking them for the job that they've done so far, you know, us getting this far in our fall sports, and reminding them that we're going into our winter sports, and oh, by the way, we got to step our game up. We got to get, we got to get better. Because we're going indoors now, and, you know, all the research shows us that the virus spreads much easier when you're in that confined space. And, again, just saying, okay, we know what the guidelines are. We know what the regulations are. We've made our sports modifications in our winter sports. We posted those. Okay, let's do a much better job with our winter sports than we've done with our fall sports, because we can get better.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I'm going to get around to asking you about the new football regions. Yeah. That used to be so much of the anxiety, and not that it flew under the radar, but with everything going on, but you're always going to have some. But I know setting the regions the next 2 years.
Yeah, and, you know, in the midst of all of this, we decide, you know, that we're going to continue and we're going to try to classify 431 schools, you know, during a pandemic. I can tell you, you know, when that meeting was over with last Thursday, it was a sigh of relief for all of our staff, especially all the meetings that we've had trying to make this happen and trying to get enrollment figures. Can you imagine with all the different models that are out there that the schools are trying to utilize to keep our kids safe? just getting enrollment figures was a challenge. But, well, we, you know, we got it done for the next 2 years. And hopefully, I can't say people are satisfied because no one's satisfied with classification. And I said this in the board meeting, for us, when we put together regions, we're looking at regular season travel, looking at regular how much time these kids are going to be on the road during regular season. And, you know, trying to get schools as close as possible to each other. When coaches and administrators, well, it's coaches, sometimes administrators, but coaches especially, when they look at it, they're looking at postseason competition and how far can I advance based on the teams they put in my region. So it's two different perspectives there. And most of the time, for a lot of people, it's just not where they want to be.
Well, that's nothing. That's nothing new.
No, it's not. And it, hey, it'll outlast all of us.
Yeah,
I never complain, Bernard.
Yeah, right. not this hour yet. Maybe we get a commercial break here. Bernard, thank you, Matthew Glass, all your staff with Matthew and everybody out there. We know the job you've done and the schools as well. And you know, this coming Friday night, you got Division I semifinals. The Division II finals are set, and they're you know, a week from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Over at Tennessee Tech, Tucker Stadium. Just now, let's get some good weather. How about that?
Hey, that would be nice. Before I go, Greg, can I just congratulate all of our Division II schools that are made it to the finals, and you know, the Blue Cross Bowl. That semifinals was last night, and we have six teams that are already qualified. I just wanted to give a shout-out to them.
Oh, we've already gone all over that already. Thank you, Bernard. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, okay, Bernard. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. Okay.
All right, Bernard Childers, can you imagine what's been on their plate?
Woo.
And then doing the regions, trying to get the – he touched on – I'm going to get to the break, but he touched on something for 431 schools to getting enrollment figures when – some of them are, you know, virtual. Some of them are half. Some a day in, a day. Every school system's different, and on how they, you know, do it. It's man that seemed like herding cats.
Yeah. it was a tough ordeal.
Yep. Let's take our last break.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
My Team Insurance is your home team, your truck team, your car team, your RV team, your boat team, your motorcycle team, your farm team, your business team, and your life team. My Team Insurance is anything and everything that is important to you be protected by the best teammate you could ever have. Everyone wants a teammate, so to learn how, give Mike Tansel and his team a call. It's 615-895-4201, 615-895-4201, or visit the website at MyTeamInsurance.com. Everyone wants a teammate they can rely upon, and My Team Insurance is that teammate.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit SamsportsGrill.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Quickly going to run down what's going to happen this coming Friday night, 6A semifinals, Maryville at Oakland, and you got Bartlett at Brentwood, 5A semifinals, South Doyle at Oak Ridge, Summit at Henry County, and 4A Elizabethton at Nolensville, and Lexington at Haywood, in 3A Alcoa at Red Bank, Pearl Cone goes to Milan. 2A semifinals, you've got Meigs County at Trousdale County, Waverly at Peabody. In 1A, Coalfield goes to South Pittsburgh, Fayetteville at Lake County. Division II state championship games are set. Class AAA, it will be MUS against McCauley Thursday, December 3rd at 7 o'clock. Earlier in that day, the AA state championship game at 11 a.m., Lipscomb Academy and CPA to get the 3 days of championship at the Blue Cross Bowl kicked off, he tried to say. And then in Class Single A, the finals will be Davidson Academy going for its third straight against University School of Jackson. So Friday night, Division I semis, and then after that, we're on to state championships.
Well, I tell you right now, you need to call and get your tickets because they're limited at all these places. So if you want to see a good high school football game, get out Friday night.
Hey, coming up from 10 to noon today, Johnny Ballpark Franks is countdown to kickoff tailgate show. He'll lead you right into the WKU-FIU pregame at noon kickoff with the Hilltoppers at 1 o'clock. Ray Doskey, thank you. Great job again. And great job of Craig Ladd today. Appreciate him.
Like he wasn't here. He did such a good job. Like he wasn't here.
Hey, everybody, thank you for listening, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.